Semester Self-Check Unit 5, 60 Years of the Peace Sign.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Happy Birthday, the show that celebrates a birthday every day. Today, we congratulate a 60-year-old jubilarian. It's simple, yet influential. Quickly drawn with a few lines and yet impressive. Few symbols are as powerful or universal as the peace sign. But why was it created? And why has it remained increasingly relevant to this day? Let's find out. The famous peace logo saw the light of day exactly 60 years ago. British graphic artist Gerald Holtham created it in the 1950s for the demonstrations that took place against Britain's nuclear buildup. Britain had risen to become the third nuclear power after the United States and the Soviet Union, and had successfully tested a hydrogen bomb. The nuclear disarmament movement in the UK was growing, and a slogan was already in place: Ban the Bomb. Eventually, around 10,000 protesters set out from London to march on the nuclear weapons facility in Aldermaston. Several hundreds of the protesters held large round signs with a previously unknown symbol in their hands. A circle with a straight line running down the middle and two lines running diagonally to the right and left. It was the birth of the peace sign, which has since become an iconic symbol of a worldwide movement opposed to war and nuclear proliferation. Ironically, Holtham used military sign language to create a succinct new symbol for peace. During the Second World War, Holtham, himself a peace activist, had learned Navy flag signal codes and incorporated the symbols for the letter N, two diagonal lines, and D, a straight line, into his nuclear disarmament symbol. The circle around the lines symbolized the world. Despite its military origins, the anti-nuclear movement quickly embraced the new logo. It was soon appropriated as a more general symbol of peace that spread across the globe. A close associate of Martin Luther King likely brought the peace sign to the U.S., where it established itself as a symbol of the civil rights movement. Soon after, it became the symbol of the anti-war movement and the hippie generation in its opposition to the Vietnam War. Meanwhile, opponents of the South African apartheid regime painted the peace symbol on their banner, and in the new millennium, it was used to protest the U.S. invasion of Iraq. 60 years after the peace symbol was first conceived, and as the war in the Middle East rages on without end, the significance of the universal anti-war symbol has not been lost.